And I am one of your hosts.
Welcome into the Chat Pack Podcast. That would have worked better if I would have led that into something else, but that song came into my head as soon as Trevor said live, so because he said live and I was thinking, so I went with it. This is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I am one of your hosts, Paul Holden. I am joined by my illustrious duo of co-hosts, Trevor Heim.
Hey, what's going on?
And the man who's always tardy, running 21 minutes late today.
Wasn't tardy last week. You were tardy last week.
I was still on time, actually. My Discord just had me coming right at the buzzer. Anyway, 21 minutes late to the recording session tonight, Caleb Cole.
I resent that. I resent that introduction. I resent being made second, but I know it's probably fair, but I still resent it, okay?
Trevor's got a nice beam of light from his window that is going right above the mustache and is kind of highlighting the central facial features.
Reminding us that he's in mountain time.
Yeah, that's true. You. I still got some light time. It's probably dark with Caleb, so I got some light here. But boy, howdy, I do love the fact that it's still not completely dark out at 6:55 p.m., so I'm into that. Yeah, this is the Chat Pack Podcast. You can catch us live recording every Wednesday at twitch.tv/chat_pack. You can also follow us on the social media as well, mostly Twitter, and at your favorite streaming service as well. You can catch us there. You can also catch all of us on Twitter as well, or your other social medias of choice. All right, guys, we won't spend too much time on it, but I am curious. Give me a quarantine update. How's it going for you guys? I'm finally hitting the point. Oh, we lost Caleb there. And but anyway, I am.
You lost me.
In the whereby. Yep, you left the whereby. But anyway, going back to what I said, I think I finally have reached to the point where I'm pretty over this thing.
Well, honestly, I totally forgot that I was going to say, hey, we should pretend like we're not in quarantine and not talk about it at all. But then I was late. So now we're talking about it.
Give me a quick update. Let's just make it brief. Just tell me how you guys are doing. I'm just saying I'm hanging in there. It's fine. I'm bored.
I think the thing that's bothering me the most about this is that every single bit of media is referencing it. Like whether that's like a Reddit post, or when I scroll through Facebook, which I shouldn't do anyways because it's a terrible social media. But like no matter where I look or go, there's something to do with it. Like even like my favorite podcasters, Rhett and Link, I really like their channel. But like I didn't really listen to their last thing because they were just talking about all the stuff they did on quarantine. I'm like, I know. You're stuck inside. It blows. It's not fun.
Trevor, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I've been working from home for about 3 weeks now, which has been an interesting transition. I'm starting to get kind of a little bit stir crazy. And also, I kind of just miss hanging out with my coworkers because I work with some pretty cool people. So I'm kind of surprised, like, not getting to see those people every day is getting kind of old, I guess. But
Trevor, you look like you got tiger stripes.
Yeah, it does, dude. You literally, the blinds are really...
It's so perfect across your face. It looks like face paint.
Yeah, it does really. It
sorry,
does look
continue.
Like you.
You got a nice war paint going on.
It's like you're about to try and like sack the quarterback fourth quarter here, middle linebacker, trying to come in a little intimidation or something like that. That's it. That's it. Yeah, I was supposed to be watching. I was supposed to have watched about 11 Rockies games by now, but hasn't happened. But anyway, we'll move on from.
Hey, that's one bright side.
Don't have to watch Rockies games.
You don't gotta waste your time watching baseball.
One less game of watching Nolan Arenado in a Rockies uniform. That's what it really.
If
truly
you'd
is.
Like, I can drive to Chicago and I could paint your walls in your living room, and you could watch that dry. And I think that'd be about the same enjoyment you'd get as watching baseball from home.
Go read another book about ancient Rome and the agricultural system, and just tell me more about how they
the agricultural corn. System. I don't ever read about agricultural. In I ancient don't believe Rome.
That. You're boring. You're tacky, and I hate you. How about that?
So much love. You know, this is the another problem with Reddit during all this quarantine nonsense is people are getting mean.
Really?
I thought you were going to say the opposite.
No, people get locked up and all they want to do is argue on the internet. You just scroll through sort by controversial.
Are you guys commenters? Do you comment a lot on things? How much interaction do you really do on social media? I never comment.
I comment. Oh wait, hold on. Are you talking like on Reddit, like during an argument?
I'm just saying anything. Or like yeah. Do you actually? I feel like I read like four Reddit comments. And I'm like, okay. I read like the top three comments, and I'm like, okay. But because you look at these Reddit threads of like 700 comments, it's like I am no way, shape, or form interested in trying to follow any of this mess.
Most of the Reddit subreddits that I follow are a little bit smaller communities. Like I'm not into like the Ask Reddit or r/funny or whatever. You know, so it's like most of the Reddits, you know, it'll be like r/overlanding. I'm sure Trevor's into that one.
I actually haven't seen that one. Is that like Van Dwellers?
Oh. It is, but it's actually more for people like you who have like a big, like, Hoss four-wheel drive.
Hoss.
Hoss. I think there's four H's in Hoss.
There you go. I'm connected to very few subreddits. I do a lot of mine on the popular. I just like seeing what random stuff comes up.
Oh, to go back to your question, I will comment if I have a question, but I often have a question. Like I'll be like looking at something. Yeah. Asking questions. It's a good way to learn.
Hey, man, I'm a clarifying questions type of guy myself as well.
I feel like I never comment on Reddit because anytime I do, even if it's just to ask a question, they're like, fuck you and fuck all everything and fuck off. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
People like to be contrarian.
Yeah, it is really just sometimes do. Just like, hey, man, like sometimes I like will post something because like there were a few communities I am in where I'll just go to a certain subreddit to like ask a question. And it's just like, dude, like, did you need to be so snarky, so mean? Trevor looks like he is just trying to look like a. Someone just like, what is that? What are they selling?
Who?
Got sun in my eyes.
That's what my voice for Bella, my 13-year-old dog.
Can you not like?
Huh? What?
What? I feel like we've never had the tiger stripes happen, and we've recorded around close to this time. Is this always happened? Could you flip your blinds? Is it fine with you? Are you not getting hit in the eye?
I am.
It's so funny to watch Trevor struggle with this. I'm sorry.
The thing to close my blinds is like way over there, and I don't think I can reach it with like my headphones on. So,
I'm just toughing it out.
Let me see.
Okay. I mean, I
it's better for us.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
He's got his.
Look at that chair he's got going on. For those listening, he's definitely got one of those fancy dancy chairs. He's got a little neck support.
Did you
thing.
Bring your desk chair from home? Or is that just your regular desk chair? I need to get a chair with better lumbar support.
This is just my home office chair.
Oh, man. You know what's actually somewhat new in my life? Is that Kelsey has been, she's had a lot more time, obviously working from home, and she's been like bargain hunting on, have you guys heard of Mercari?
No.
It's like a buy sell app. Like it's basically the exact same idea as eBay, but just rebranded in this nice app packaging that I don't know why, but a lot of, I guess just like middle class women have been using it. That's from what I understand. That's like the main.
That's how you know an app is popular is middle class women, middle aged women. They love it.
Yeah, I mean, but like so, Kelsey's found me like three pairs. I think four pairs of Prana pants.
Oh, dude!
If you guys have ever worn Trevor, you have to know. I think I have two
pairs of Prana pants actually.
I'm not like you guys know me. I'm not like big into buying something just because of the name of the brand. Like, I don't really believe in that, but Prana's material, oh my gosh. It's just like, I wore a pair of pants for literally a week, like 7 days, wore them every single day, like, took them off when I went to sleep, but that's about it. And then they don't smell, they don't look dirty, like, anything that, like, gets stuck on it, like, if it's, like, some dirt, it just brushes right off. They dry super quickly, and they're only, like, they're usually, like, $85 new, but Kelsey's been finding them for me for $20.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'd find a way to make those pants messy. I have a habit of destroying clothes.
Well, if you spill a full cup's worth of spaghetti sauce on them, they will stay.
Okay, you know, I've never spilled a full thing, a full cup of spaghetti sauce. Now, I may dribble. And honestly, I was the worst thing that the biggest mess that I make with things is a crumbly food, a popcorn. a bread, a crumbly bread. That's definitely what I'm making the most mess.
Hold on. Can you lean into your microphone and say crumbly bread?
Crumbly bread.
I'm going to take that sound bite. Crumbly making my phone.
Bumper to bread. Bumper.
Auto. Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
What is that from?
That's from Bob's Burgers.
That's what it is.
Bumper to, oh yeah, bumper to bumper.
She's like, Tina really likes it. Tina loves to listen to the morning traffic. I don't know why. I like when they say bumper to bumper. We've been watching some Bob's Burgers with all the quarantine stuff going on. It's really good. I like forgot how good Bob's it Burgers is.
Phenomenal great. Show.
We just finished, and to go, this is a classic here, but we just finished watching the original trilogy of Star Wars. Man, ooh. They're so good. But dude, man, the end of Return of the Jedi on Disney Plus, at the end, they put fucking Anakin from the prequels in there, and he just looks so out of place.
Dude, that was an edit from a long time ago.
That's what I figured had happened. But like, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen those movies in a long time. The original.
When I was like 11 for Christmas, my parents got me the full box set of DVDs 1 through 6, and it was like a Chinese rip. Like all of the subtitles come. Yeah, it comes in Chinese, but they even back then. So I was 11, I think. So this is like 2006. Even back then, they did that edit in the 6th movie.
Hmm.
It's still like Hayden
Christensen.
I thought he just did that in Jumper, right? Like he didn't really make it anywhere. I think
he had
else.
Some other things. Yeah, I'm googling right now.
He was in some other. I mean,
he's
movies.
Probably still collecting royalties, right? I mean, like if he was smart, he took royalties for 2 and 3. Like no way he just took a salary, right?
Let's see.
Although I guess Disney could probably find anybody who doesn't want royalties and they're just like they want to be in Star Wars.
Star Wars
clearly from they didn't care about acting.
Star Wars Jumper. I'm trying to see if anything big. Takers with Idris Elba and Paul Walker.
I don't know. Never heard of that. Yeah. Oh. Paul Walker, rest in peace.
And then, I don't see anything else that is necessarily crazy that, or at least something that I've heard of. But yeah, it looks like he's got a pretty big thing. He does get a vocal cameo in The Rise of Skywalker.
But the last thing, yeah, I heard him in that.
The last thing he's in was Little Italy and The Last Man in 2018. I don't know about either one of those.
Yeah, not interested just based off the name.
But. There's your Hayden Christensen update of the segment of the podcast. I'm glad we checked in on that.
Next week will be to Ewan McGregor.
But boy, dude, the original Star Wars, man, they're super good. And
they slap.
They are, it's still really Should cool slap. To see like how the special effects still really work. But
how good was Jumper though? Says Abelicious J.
How good?
I mean,
Jumper was pretty good though. I actually liked Jumper pretty. I feel like I thought it was I didn't awesome. Like it enough. I feel like I need to go back and watch it. I definitely liked it though.
Dude, Jumper was one of my faves. Honestly, the book is really good too.
Samuel Jackson, right? Samuel Jackson.
No, he isn't that.
Mm-hmm. He's Which, the like bad guy, right? Isn't he? Yeah. Or like.
Spoilers, I wonder if him and Hayden Christensen have like a good working relationship. Well, because he's in Jumper, they're both in Star Wars. They're both in what was that movie? Little Italy.
Yeah, it's no, Little there's Italy another one. with Samuel Jackson.
That's a good guy to know. I read one time that if you're looking like for the most expensive actor to be in a movie, not the one who has made the most money, but like you want one person in this movie. Most expensive person, Samuel L. Jackson.
I think Samuel Jackson's actually grossed the most amount of money out of anyone in Hollywood. I think he's not the high, like he doesn't have the, but I think he has grossed the highest amount of
He's of definitely money. Grossed the amount of, or the largest dude, I mean, amount of money for saying motherfucker.
Well, definitely. But like, if you just think about the movies that Samuel Jackson's been a part of, I mean, I would say it's like, at least for our generations, like you'd have to consider Samuel Jackson as like, I don't know. Maybe I feel like popular is probably one of the best, but I would say like more influential. I mean, insane. Samuel Jackson's the man.
Yeah. Such,
I mean, so many.
My
movies.
Only problem with that statement is that he often plays the same character.
Yeah, but he plays it really well, and he also plays other characters really well because I think it's just.
True. He played a great character in. Do you remember like, Django Unchained?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that is Samuel L. Jackson, but it's like a different form of Samuel L. Jackson because, you know, Django Unchained, Samuel L. Jackson's a lot different than Pulp Fiction Samuel L. Jackson or like. You
just
know,
a bit.
And it's like they're still like angry and like stuff, but it's like they're different characters and like they're doing different things, I feel like, and stand for different things.
And all of the Samuel L. Jackson characters are completely different from Samuel L. Jackson in Star Wars. Mace Windu.
100%. But
oh, I forgot. Caleb actually likes those movies, so we can't make fun of him too much.
We're diving back into those soon. That's part of the plan. We've been kind of doing a little bit more movies. We just watched the Lonely Islands movie, Pop Star, Never Stop Popping. You guys ever seen that movie?
Never Stop. Or no, it's...
They made a movie for Lonely Island?
Oh, okay. Yeah, stop. So it's
I don't want to have my... Is it good? It sounds like it'd be terrible. It sounds like the Impractical Jokers movie.
No, dude. They play characters. Like, they're not... It's not like... But it's the Lonely Island guys. So it's basically... They're a boy band. And then Andy Samberg, Justin Timberlake's it and becomes super famous and super popular. And then it just is a mockumentary.
With their hit single, Dick in a Box?
There's Fuck Bin Laden, that's one of them, and Mona Lisa is a basic bitch, I think, is also the other one. It's funny.
Did you see her pose? I mean, she's like one of the most famous paintings of all time for having the face of mayonnaise.
I mean, but it's
there's nothing.
It
there.
Is true. What is going on with the Mona Lisa? I mean, is it just because like what is the backstory behind? Yeah, there you go. That's pretty accurate.
I have no idea.
You know,
why is it so famous? Why does everybody know?
Is it just because of who painted it? Is it because
the fine art community lifted a banana to like $180,000 or something? So,
well, wait, wasn't it? Really,
I mean, this is a way before. We're talking way before this. I mean, art back in the day. Little Faye out there barking up a storm over there.
No, that's my dog.
Oh, that's Willie?
Yeah, that's a Willie dog. No. I can go silence him.
Eh, it's okay. But I, you know, you do wonder. I went through the art, like the thing was, I went through the art museum here in Chicago, and it's a, you know, pretty big deal art museum here. And it was so incredible, but it was just like, you know, why is this painting, which is like this wall sized, you know, Renaissance or like just like, you know, scene of Jesus and these little angel babies and or just this beautiful piece of artwork. But it's like, you know, you've never heard of this guy, you know, but it's like, this isn't, well, the layman, I should say, but it's like, then it's like, you look at something like the Mona Lisa. It's like, I saw so many things at the art museum that I'd be like, wow.
I mean, it's kind of,
it's
like
probably
going to
be
like,
the Mona Lisa so old, right? I mean, it's got to be the age of it too. Right?
I don't know. I mean, there's also like, why do so few people know who Kevin Barnes is, but just about every single person knows who Kesha is or who Taylor Swift is, you know, pop culture is like a weird finicky thing. Sometimes it's just what people like the powers that be, whatever, people really who just have the most money and status, just push forward. I mean, you never really know what's going to come through.
Hmm. I think it has a lot to do with who painted it and the age and era it came from. And I mean, but it's just like some of those things, like you do think about it, it's just like, why that one, you know, out of all the art that did come from that era or whatever, I do wonder, it's like, what about that is the thing? And you know, but you could say about so many paintings too. So many like popular things that are especially, I feel like in the art world, it's just so subjective because like some stuff to you could be, you know, just not even register. I mean, that was just so it's because I never really went to art museums, and I feel like going to museums and stuff was like I started doing that really this year, like actually like taking a different thought process going into like stuff where you can learn about things instead of just being
Gotta read the panels.
You know what I mean? Exactly. It's like you gotta read
plaques. But the little plaques that they have, you know?
I will say, like, here in Chicago, though, I mean, there's just so much, like, at the same time, where it's kind of overwhelming. It's like, we went to the Field Museum when it was free, and, you know, we went a little late, but we spent 3 hours, and we didn't even do half of it.
Oh, you know? Yeah, like, it's like the Toledo, or not the Toledo Art Museum, the Ann Arbor Museum of Natural History. I think it's actually, I don't think it's City of Ann Arbor, I think it's University of Michigan, but you walk through, And I think, yeah, about 3 hours is what I'll spend if I do at all. And it's not big, but like you want to read through all the plaques and you'll see the saber-toothed tiger and you read about the general diet and why we think that they died off and blah, blah, blah. Like there's a lot of information there that, especially when I was a kid, I would just walk through and be like, can I touch that one? Mm-hmm. Can I feel the fur on this one? Is it the real fur of the saber-toothed tiger? And my mom's like, what do you think it's the real fur?
Yes.
I'm like, I hope so. Can I pretend? And she's like, sure, it's the real fur. It never was, but.
No, but it's different, man. It's just like, it's also crazy when it's just like, there's just so much to know or just to learn. Like we went through, I mean, we spent so much time at the museum because we were in the taxidermy section and it was just like, there's just so many animals. It's like they just have so many animals on display. It's like you could just spend forever just looking at and learning about all these different animals, which it's been
cool.
I
remember last time we went to the Toledo Art Museum as a family. My dad, you know, he has this attitude that he can do whatever he wants and that rules are kind of a guideline. He's always told me that. I wonder where I got that sentiment. And so there's this piano.
You definitely don't follow that.
There's this piano that is roped off. Like, there's no way that you can get to this piano without moving or stepping over the rope. So my dad steps over the rope and walks over and starts pressing keys on the piano. And I was like, Dad, I don't think you can do that. He's like, what? It's a piano. Like, what are you going to do with it besides play it? And then immediately, and like he, for the record, my dad is not a musician at all. Like, he's playing, you know, like where you take your knuckles and it goes, ba-da-dum, ba-bum.
Yeah, I can play that.
What is it? Chopsticks or something? Not chopsticks.
That's not chopsticks. Chopsticks.
Yeah. Paul, we don't. Nope. We don't need a whole record of it.
And then there's a whole second verse that I don't know. Second chord? Second part of the song.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think I crushed it. I feel like I'm a
second realm. That's the official music term.
Ava just got a auto harp today. Are you familiar with the auto harp?
I saw a picture of it on Instagram.
It looks beautiful.
I'm not familiar with the auto harp, but I know from her post that it is difficult to tune.
Yeah,
I can imagine. It's a lot of strings.
A lot of strings attached.
So tell me, is she not, like, so does it automatically play the harp for her?
I don't know what it is. I mean, that's the thing. Again, Ava being a very talented musician, very well versed in the world of music. Me.
She has a great voice, too. I heard her singing on Instagram.
She's got an incredible voice. It's she's like, oh, I'm going to play live on Instagram. And then she's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And it's like, you should. She's got a good voice. I agree.
Opposed to yours, which is...
I have the voice of an angel.
You have the voice you have the voice of a fork in a garbage disposal.
Hey, man, loud, efficient, notifies the people what they're doing. Sorry, I keep glancing over. I don't quite know what happened.
Garbage disposals are efficient as well. They're probably not super good for the water system, right?
No, but I'd imagine they're good. Chop everything up into a fine, you know, pretty small thing, and then it can be filtered out.
But I think that's the point, is like you're not supposed to put anything down there besides water, so they have to filter it out. I think that you're not supposed to have anything else in the water. You know what, Paul? We're going to look it up. Are they universal? Are they bad for the environment?
How would they be bad for the environment?
So, according to the first source I found on Google, which is almost always right, you should always trust the very first source you find on Google, says if your city is low on water, you may want to avoid using your disposal. Ultimately, the waste from your disposal will still have environmental costs. And then it goes on to say that once in a landfill, the trash will result, blah, 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 which is just talking about how garbage is usually processed. I think that it's the problem is that you're putting a bunch of crap in water that you're trying to like filter out and reuse. So, I mean, I'm not an expert on this. Really, we should be asking our good friend Joanna, who's the trash lady. She's the master of trash and recycling and refuse.
You know, last night we were sitting on the porch and there was lightning going on outside, and I learned the term heat lightning is a bunch of baloney. I learned that last night.
No, I've always heard that as a kid. I thought so too,
but the Weather Channel.
What is that?
Weather.com says that heat lightning doesn't exist. It's just you don't hear the thunder from the lightning because you're too far away. And so this story has two parts to it. So I was originally going to ask Joanna if, about that. I was like, tell me about, why is there some lightning you can't hear the thunder for? What is heat lightning? But then Then my friends ridiculed me and said, what is this 2006? Why don't you just Google it? In which case I did just Google it and got that answer. And then,
weather.com, the theory is completely false and heat lightning does not actually exist.
Yeah, it's like boom, ram, right there. It kind of shatters all what I thought for years. I also called because then we were curious because that same Weather Channel report says that you can see lightning up to 100 miles away. And then we went into the discussion of Will said that he heard that you can only see up to 26 miles because of the curvature of the earth. You can't see, the human eye can't see past 26 miles. And then I called Ben to see if that was true. And his answer was...
Why would Ben know that?
Because Ben's a medical expert.
That has nothing to do with medical problems.
Ben's a doctor.
He's a draw...
He's a biomedical illustrator. And you
call anything slightly to do with science, you just call Ben. 100. He doesn't have a doctor. He doesn't
call Ben, and I call you. Those are my two.
You shouldn't call either of us. You should probably do your own research.
Probably, but then I can just have you guys.
If you call me about a question like this, I'm going to Google it and then pretend like I knew it.
Yeah, that's how you do everything anyway.
True. I mean, that's why I have a college degree.
But anyway, so I called Ben. My medical expert. And his answer was, you can see a star, can't you? And I said, it's pretty damning evidence. And then, so now I don't,
stars are a little bit brighter than heat lightning.
Well, it's a little bit different too. I was also, it's also up, not like horizontal. So I do wonder still.
I would guess that some light can reflect off the atmosphere though.
How much of the horizon, how far can you truly see down a horizon?
I read, speaking of plaques at a museum, I was at not a museum, but Museum of Natural History something, or not museum, sorry. National park. Where was? Oh, it was Badlands in South Dakota. It's like along I-90, whatever. But there was a plaque, and it said, it was like, this thing is 36 miles away on a clear day. You can see it, or you can make out the silhouette. And it had a picture of what you could see, like, on a clear day. And then we looked up, and we're like, oh, fuck. Like, that is definitely it. And it was either 36 or 33. Let's just say 30. That's more than 26 miles. And we could see that. And I remember being really surprised, because I thought, like, when I was a kid... I don't know where I got this information, but I totally thought you couldn't see much more than 6 miles ahead of you, which is clearly incorrect.
But I mean, I feel like when you're a kid, you think like the idea of 6 miles, I feel like to a kid is just like unfathomable. Yeah.
Like when my dad would go run 2 or 3 miles, I was like, man,
like what?
My dad's fucking Hercules.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He ran 2 or 3 miles. That's like what a car would drive to the store. And the store was so far away.
Yeah, like we had a walk up to King Supers that maybe was, you've made that walk, I'm sure. It's probably what, like an hour and a half max, or not an hour and a half, a mile and a half round trip if you go both.
Wait, are you thinking about King Supers from your childhood home in Colorado?
Yeah, it's probably not even a mile and a half. It's probably a mile round trip, maybe.
I can't remember.
But anyway, yeah, that always felt so much longer. But let's stick with that with the topic. I like this theme of learning and adventuring. Caleb, tell me and the chat here about some of your favorite adventures, some of the cooler things that you've been able to experience and do, maybe in the spirit of looking forward to things to do after everyone's been able to go. It's summer, hopefully.
Talk about of my travels?
Or something cool that you've done? Yeah, tell me about some of your cool adventures. Give me some Caleb adventures. I can start if you would like.
So one time I was in Chile, and I was asking, I had to go use the restroom, and I was with a friend of mine who I'd met that day. I was with my really good friend, Kyle. You know Kyle.
I'm very familiar with Kyle.
You're very familiar with Kyle. I went to visit him in Chile. He was teaching English there. Him and I are both, I would say, like the epitome of intermediate Spanish level. Right. Like, can't have like a super in-depth conversation unless the person is really working with you. Right. And so there's this guy who is from Norway. And of course, he's fluent in Norwegian, English. And then his dad was Chilean or is Chilean. And so he grew up speaking all three of those languages and he's completely fluent in them. And lucky. We were very lucky. We were with some other people speaking Spanish. And I got up and I was like, oh, I need to use the restroom. And so I want to use the restroom, but I have to say that in Spanish, right? I can't just be like, oh, I got to go piss or I'm going to go take a whiz or take a trip to the whiz palace. You know, like I can't right. like be colloquial. And so when I got back, I was like, hey, like, you know, I asked both of them. I was like, what's a more, or both of them being the my friend who speaks fluent English as well, but then also my friend who... He spoke only French and Spanish. And so I asked them both in Spanish. I was like, hey, what's a more normal way to say I have to use the restroom? And my Norwegian friend said, tango chichi, right? And so he was like, you know, he said, just say that. That means like I have, you know, because tango means I have. And he said, chichi means like piss. Like, so I have piss. I make a piss. I have to go piss, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And so then we got back to... Santiago, Chile, where we were staying, or Kyle and I, and with my host family, I used that, and the guy kind of gave me, he was like, what? And I was like, oh, like, you know, tango chichi, you know, blah, 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 like, and he's like, what? And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom upstairs. Clearly didn't get it. Tried to use it again the next day, and he was still just kind of like, what are you talking about? And I was like, okay, clearly this doesn't, something.
Clearly you've been had, you've been scammed here.
So I get back. Dave, good friend of mine here in America, very fluent Spanish speaker. Ask him about it. He's like, I've never heard that before. Like, I've never, like, and he speaks very Caribbean Spanish. And then we Googled it together. Apparently, so tango means I have, and chichi means breasts.
Oh, and nice. So
that whole time, I had just been telling Eduardo, who's my very kind host father, I have breasts. And like I was just kind of like saying like, oh, I'm going upstairs because I have to go to the bathroom. But it was really like, I'm going upstairs because I got boobs. And he was like, what? And I was like, I have boobs, but upstairs, like, right? And then he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, never mind. I just got to go pee, man. And he was like, okay, what? Go do that. And then I went up. And then the next day, it was just kind of the same thing. Like, I think actually the dog peed on the floor. And I was like the dog peed on the floor. And he was like, what? Are you, what? Like the dog... boobs on the floor? What are you talking about? So the moral of the story is don't trust a Norwegian man, even if he speaks fluent Spanish.
I mean, that's. I feel like that's you can get led astray there. You got to be careful because I think people love doing that. They love to make you, if they can put you in an awkward situation, but not that awkward of a situation.
Well, and let me just, I've done... I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I've traveled a lot more than the average person who's 24 years old, right? Like I've been very lucky. I've had some good experiences, but people who travel are intense people. Like you meet somebody else who's traveling a lot, they are hardcore. They don't give a fuck. Like, and they're usually some of the best people, honestly, for that reason. That's why I love traveling so much and finding those types of people. But social guidelines don't exist when you're on the road.
Yeah, it's the people that are like, we've just been in this country for about 4 weeks and we're just gonna go to this other hostel, gonna work there for about 2 weeks, and then who knows what's gonna happen. It's like, wow, you guys literally are just like, yeah, I sold everything I own's in this backpack, and I'm just gonna hit the road and just see how long it can take me. It's just kind of like,
I mean, I admire honestly it. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a really great way to live. But there's also, like, there's so, like, when you go to one of those, like, Workaway or Woof spots, like, for anybody who's not into that kind of community, it's, Workaway or Woof is just, like, a place that you can go stay. Usually, it's, like, a farm, and you work on the farm, and they will feed you and house you for free. And then you don't get any payment or stipend or anything, but you get to stay there for free. And so, that's how people can travel for so long.
And yeah, I mean, you got to get connections like that. You got to have people that can help you out. Because I mean, it's just definitely. Especially if you're not like very wealthy, you got to make it sustainable if you're going to go for like a long term travel thing. Diving back into the chat here, Abelicious J says Paul's roommate is dumber than Paul. Go to a mountain, you can see way over there, man. And so there you go. Abe's an honest, ooh, wise man.
Ooh.
And he just said, is he talking about Will? He's calling Will, yeah, dumber than you, Paul.
It's all right, man. It happens.
Those are fighting words.
Some of my favorite adventures. Let's see our interactions with people. One of my favorite things that I did was after you had a pretty intense like period of time. So Caleb and I were on a road trip and it was just the two of us and we were meeting our friends up in Bellingham, Washington. And then Caleb,
which is very far from Ohio.
Yeah. So we left from Ohio.
About 48 hours.
So we went.
Wait, 38.
So the timeline was we left Ohio. We drove roughly 24 straight hours to get to Colorado, which we then slept, went to a concert. And then I think we stayed one more day and then went up into Washington. We drove all the way up into Washington and hung out up there.
Yep.
But then you had to go back, emergency trip back to Ohio / West Virginia. It's West Virginia. No,
just
it's Virginia.
Just Virginia.
Just Virginia. So the better Virginia, question mark?
The richer.
The richer Virginia.
For sure.
Yeah, I can believe that. But then, so Caleb had to go back. And then I was like, well, I'm now on the other side of the country.
I'm very far now.
Because I had to get back to Ohio eventually. So I was like, well, so but for basically about a month, I got to just kind of live on the road for a bit, which was really cool. I had some help from my parents when I got, but I slept in my car a couple times. But one of my favorite things.
Wait, but you didn't stay out for a month, did you?
Our road trip when we left, it was roughly a month. I mean, I went back to Denver for
two. Oh, yeah. We stayed in Denver. By the time we drove and then left, it was about 6 days.
Yeah.
And then we stayed in Bellingham for 5 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't like I was just on the road, but it was like I didn't, because at that point I had moved out of my parents' house into, well, yeah, we were going to Athens.
And then,
oh, that's Dottie coming through the door here.
I will say some of the people that you meet on the road, man, like you'll find those people who are kind of wild and intense, and then you'll find some people who are quite literally just homeless people, mm-hmm, you know, like they end up at these like farms because it's a free place to live, and usually like it's sad, but they'll be there for a couple weeks and then they'll usually get kicked out because they're trying to steal something or like just some misconduct, you know, some mental health issues. But then when you really do find somebody who's just a really smart, well-read, person who's kind of good at managing their life and being on the road, it's really an impressive, I don't want to say one of a kind because there's plenty of people like that, but I mean, just impressive people. Like you find these people who've been traveling for 6-7 years and they know like more, like usually like at least 2 languages because they've lived somewhere for so long.
Well, and it's just they break the mold. They're so good at breaking the mold of what we're told to, like do or like pursue or go after, I feel like, in our lives. You know, it's like you go to school, you get the job, you get the career, you get the picket fence, you do that. But it's like these people are kind of doing it in the opposite of it's, and you don't live to work, you work to live type of deal. That's all that they're doing is they're just doing whatever job. They don't care what it is as long as it's, you know, if it's putting a roof over their head and food in their bellies, then, well, you know, who cares? Like, how much money do you really need to make, I think, is what their mentalities are.
And I guess the fluidity of it, too. Like, I had, I think I've told you about him, but there's this guy, his name was like Etu or something. He was Finnish, but he would just go by Ed for anybody who spoke English because he always said we couldn't pronounce his name right, so just call me Ed, which is fair. But he was just a particular interesting person to me because his English was immaculate. He obviously spoke Finnish because he's from Finland, and then he spoke better Spanish than I do, which isn't that hard, to be honest. But he had just been traveling for, I mean, I can't remember if it was like 5 or 7 years or something like that, but just since he was 19, and oh yeah, 8 years because he was 27.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and he had just been doing it the whole time. And he said he had been all over the world except for Africa. And he was going to Africa after I had met him in Portugal. They were taking a ferry across, I guess that's across the Mediterranean or not a ferry, but he was going from Gibraltar to Morocco. Gibraltar is like on the southern side of Spain.
Right. The Strait of Gibraltar.
Sure. But he, I think what was always so impressive to about him to me was how he didn't, like, he was never adverse to staying somewhere too long. Like, if he, like, he said that he ended up living in the outback for almost a full year because he just loved it so much there, like in Australia, the outback.
Right.
Like, he just ended up there and he found some kind of like national parks place that he, a buddy of him, had linked him up, and he found out that they needed like a seasonal job for like 3 to 6 months, and then they liked him, and so he stayed almost a full year.
Nice.
And like that. And that's, I feel like that's what I find so attractive about that lifestyle, is just the fluidity of it, and not just like always be moving, always do something new, but like just whatever comes along and whatever you want to take hold of, just go for it.
Do you think that's something that you can achieve in your life with what the way you've set it up now? I mean, like, for example, you're arguably in the best position to do something like this in your life. At least now, the opportunity would be the easiest, quote unquote, to do in terms of where you're set up and in terms of where you're kind of like established. Is that something you see yourself still doing, or is that kind of maybe the, you know, the idea is it's tantalizing, it's cool, but just the way the chips have fallen so far with where life is, it's not something that you're thinking you're going to go after?
Man, that's a really hard question. I think that the only thing stopping me from just going and doing something like that is that I'm currently in a long-term relationship. Obviously, you've met my girlfriend once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd always said that after college, I wanted to go do that. And I'm pretty good with money. I've got a good amount of savings. Like, I think I could go do that. And not only am I good with money, but I'm very good with spending money. Like, that's, and I feel like that's a different thing. Like, I'm good at, like, I have a good amount of savings, but then when I go on the road too, like, I could travel for a month and spend not really much more than $1,000, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you find the right flights and you stay at a hostel and work there, you only eat, like, you know, if I were really on the road, I would just buy, like, you know, rice and beans and just eat that. And it's not about what you're eating or whatever, it's just the experiences of the travel. So, I mean, I'd really, to answer your question, I think that the perfect time would have been right after I graduated college.
Right.
Thankfully, I have no student loans, and there's not much tying me down because I didn't have a job getting right out of college. I didn't have that debt to pay back. I had enough money that I think I could have traveled for an extended period of time. But, you know, I hope that one day I'm able to go do that. Like, when you pose that question, are you talking about like an extended, like 6 months to a year?
Yeah.
Or are
I would
you talking,
say like, yeah? Or no, I would say at minimum a 3 month thing. Like a summer, like, or a fall, or a winter, or a spring.
So
like, you spent a season away or something. Like,
yeah.
At minimum, not like a week or something, but at minimum, like a three to four month stint.
Kelsey and I have a contingent plan where she's going to be graduating May of 2021 from grad school. And so we would be going, our contingent plan is that we'll leave from Ohio and drive up to Alaska, go through Canada along the way, because it'll be May, that's going to be when it's warm. And Alaska, when you go to the northernmost tip, especially, you're going to have, during the summer, way more sunlight, right? I think it's like 21 hours or 22 hours of sunlight and 2 or 3 hours of darkness up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so our plan is to drive from Ohio all the way up there. That alone will probably take like 2 weeks to a month, because we're not trying to go straight there.
Oh, I would say a month at least.
Yeah, we're trying to meander slowly, and like I've got this.
Because how long would you, are you going to spend most of the time through? Hold on, had to let that out. Would you spend most of your time in the States or in Canada, do you think?
Canada.
Yeah,
because we've already
just go straight through and then just kind of go on the other side of the Great Lakes, basically.
Yeah, like in my mind, we would probably go, so from Ohio, we'd probably go west through Indiana, up past by Chicago, past by, I think it's Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is mm-hmm. or is that Madison on the far east side? Either
You'll
way.
You'll go close to Milwaukee, I think.
We'd go up that way, and then we'd go through southern Canada. I mean, and make our way over to, it's the Rockies that go all the way up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So make our way through the Rockies of Canada. Yep. You got the hat. Colorado Rock.
You go know, Rocks!
Colorado doesn't own the Rockies.
They own the baseball team that says the Colorado Rockies, so they do Fair technically enough. Own the Rockies.
But yeah, that's my plan. But I also, before all of this had broken out, I'm working a substitute job or substitute teaching job here in Athens, and I'm actually not specifically... Anymore, yeah, not now. Before all this shit happened, the quarantine nonsense, I had planned... I'd actually just talked with Kelsey, and we were talking about going... Or that I was saying that I want to go on take an extended trip because... as I've talked about a handful of times here on Chat Pact, learning Spanish or just any second language, and Spanish is definitely where I'm the farthest, is really important to me. And the best way to do that is immersion. And so I had said that I want to go down and spend a month or two in Latin America. And the biggest costs is traveling there. Like mm-hmm. once you're there, like the Airbnb that I was staying at that would feed me breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I was around. Was I think $12 a day or something. And that's like in Chile, in like right near the subway. Like it's a really nice area. And I got every day that I would sit down and eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner with them, we would sit and just have conversations. And they didn't speak any English. So that's like an incredible way to learn. And so I told Kelsey that I wanted to go back for a month or two and stay with that family. Get my chops up, like, because it takes about a week to like really get back into it, you know, mm-hmm. because your brain like falls away from it. But then after a week, like you just start speaking and you're like, oh, the sentences just come to you. Like you don't have to like recall like this certain like word, like it just comes out. Like if you happen to know it, like in my experience, at least that's just like the way, you know, you got to lube up the old brain folds.
You got to brain fold lubing is important. And, because that was interesting. I always thought you were going to do a big adventure thing. And I still think you will do that big adventure thing.
Yeah.
But I always thought that, I feel like you and Kelsey could do the distance thing, dude. I've been like dating my girlfriend long distance for 2 years, man. I feel like the thing is, it's like if you both are all on the same page of that, like what you're both doing is the appropriate thing for you guys to be doing at that point. Makes it easier. It doesn't mean it makes it suck any less, but it's also like you're both going through an experience that will be important to you in other ways. Like,
well, and it's actually really funny that you say that because Kelsey has pushed me so many times to go do it. Like, honestly, she's like, you should go do it. Like, it's always alone. Kind of been on. She's like, I'm sick of you. but no, like, it's actually funny because, so Paul, when you were living in the apartment, what is that?
Raj Boys.
So what is that, 2018 to 2019?
Yeah.
Like that, you know, from August 2018.
Summer 18, summer 19.
Yep. So that year, that if you want to call it school year, it's easier because we're in a college town. So 18, 19 school year. We had a lease that was ending in May. Sometimes I like to call that a May ending lease.
I mean, a lease feels like a mace sometimes.
It does feel like mace straight to the face. But we had a lease
mace
was ending
to the face, like, oh my God.
And I was telling Kelsey that one day, like, we just talked about like my plans and stuff. And I was like, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately, and I think I'm going to not re up on a lease here in Athens again. Like, I told her, and this, of course, was 18, 19. And I told her, I was like very firm. I was like, after, you know, like for a month, I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I'm kind of ready to get out of Athens. And I'd always said that I was going to travel, and like, I've saved up this money, and I think I'm just going to go hit the road for 6 months to a year while you're finishing up grad school kind of thing, and then come back and figure stuff out. But then the band happened. I started playing with the band, and then that's what kind of kept me here. And I think now at this point, Kelsey is, I mean, really just really less than a year from defending, like 10 to 11 months from actually defending her dissertation. And so I think I would, oh my gosh, the Ben Colvin himself in the flesh. Yeah, our guest host.
You should have seen. He's not wearing. He's gone.
Well,
he's not wearing his usual garb. He doesn't have his headband that he's been wearing.
It looks like he has a headband on.
This is a headband Ben. This is the latest iteration of Ben.
Headband Ben.
This is Ben hasn't worn anything but sweatpants, I'm pretty sure, for like a solid week.
I mean, I've been wearing sweatpants for 3 weeks while I've been working from home, so.
This is the segment of the show where I interview Ben. We're going to stick it to three questions here. Three questions alone.
Three questions. All right, pop the mic off. Interview format.
Ben, give the guys a lowdown here. You had an interesting day today. Tell them about it.
Got up, sat in my room, did some stuff on the computer. Now I'm here.
Woo! Now, Ben, how is that going to impact the season going forward? What do you think that's going to mean for the team going ahead here?
Well, that's all we do every day now. We just sit in our rooms and... that's how it is now. That's how I expect it to be in the future.
Ben, I have a question for you. What do you think is the distance the human eye can see? How far, if you're looking at a horizon, how many miles do you think that you can see?
Well, Paul, that's a stupid question because Caleb's clapping. Thank you, Caleb. You see photons. Photons come to your eye. And so you can see as far as a photon can go. And as far as I know, we don't know when they would stop because they'll keep going until they collide with something.
Well, tell me about photon lasers. How many photon lasers are in existence?
All right, that's a fourth question.
Paul, that was a fourth question. And we said three.
All right.
Get him out of here.
Ben, thank you for joining us here. Ben, wave to the good people out there. Any parting words?
No.
No, there's his parting words. It's no. Awesome. Anyway, at the end of the day, Caleb, I think you should go ahead. You have the travel bug more than just about anybody I know, let alone the abilities, the gusto, and the knowledge to be successful at doing it. So I think you should pull the trigger.
Can I wrap up what I was saying, though?
Yeah, go for it.
Basically, to wrap it all up, is that now at this point, after the band is still going, but it's kind of like dissolved in a working order, not just because of the quarantine, but like just the workflow of it, we're kind of all a little burnt out. And I think we're now, like I said, like 11 months away from Kelsey defending. And so I'm kind of just waiting for her because I don't want to, like, why do the distance thing when we could go hit the road for 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, but you can still do something in the meantime. But yeah, fair point. I mean,
also money.
Yeah, money is...
I'm making no money right now.
It's almost like we also are about to enter into like a recession or something like that.
Also, what the heck? I got denied on unemployment. They closed all the schools. They're like, what do you want me to... Like, they asked me if I was... what did they say in the unemployment thing? Like, are you looking for work? And I said, no. And I think that's why.
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly... Yeah. are you dumb? What are you talking about?
The government guidelines are to not look for work.
No, they don't pay you unless you're actively looking for work.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get your benefits unless you're actively looking for work.
What am I supposed to look for work? I don't understand it.
That means you have to probably fill out an online profile for a job posting site like we had to do here in Illinois. And then you just have to make sure that you keep that updated. That's what I'm assuming.
Did you get unemployment? Did you get approved?
I did get approved, but trying to get it set up to actually come to me. I have to have it certified. I was supposed to certify yesterday, and then it wasn't. And then it told me I was going to certify in another week. And then I got an email today telling me to certify tomorrow. I'm trying not to be that frustrated because I'm sure it's short staffs working. I mean, you know, everyone that works in these departments is working with record high unemployment claims in whatever state that you're in. So I'm not surprised that it's been this process, but like I still haven't gotten my tax return yet. Like there's like the problem is like I'm just getting it's like
well do you guys know that your
money
well and you guys know that your stimulus check isn't actually just money coming from the government, like it's actually they're going to be withholding your tax returns from future years to pay off that stimulus check. Getting money, you're just like money that you would have on like next year.
If you make a certain amount of money, though, I bet you they won't take it.
Mm-mm. It's for everybody. It's just a fact, Paul. Go look it up. It's a bummer.
Really?
You even for you, like, you're not making a bunch of money at the bagel shop. It's not free money. It's just going to be from the next year's tax return and the next year's, depending on how much your tax return would be.
So
that's just,
it's not cool. It's a big old not cool move.
The bold Drozer in the chat says, Caleb is a money-grabbing hippie and he smells. And speaking of hippies, and maybe not speaking of hippies, speaking of Garage Boys. I had a certain Andrew contact me the other day that he may be coming through Salt Lake. So I offered him my guest.
Oh, he wasn't a Raj
guest
boy.
Services. I thought he was one of the Raj
Boys. He was an honorary Raj Boy.
Am I an honorary Raj Boy?
Yeah, you there's only two.
Yeah, there's two Raj Boys.
There's only two Raj Boys. Definite Raj Boys. But we have honoraries.
Doc could be kind of a Raj Boy.
She's a Raj Girl.
Okay, but I thought, you know, the group is, you know, whatever. Trying to be inclusive with the term boy.
It's like B-O-I, yeah, it's which is like genderless.
Yeah.
Boy.
Raj Dot's boy. Genderless. She's like, not
dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
let's just address Trevor. You everything good on your end? You just
flat tire, huh?
Straight up disappeared there in the middle of the show for a little bit. Everything good on your end?
He sent us a message.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying for the viewers don't know that because at one point Trevor was here and then Trevor was gone and Caleb and I were the only two talking.
I like to think
minutes.
That we have some dramatic irony over the viewers because we know what's happening and they don't. And so it's more interesting for us than
and
them.
They probably didn't notice anything that different because it was just Caleb and I talking the most and probably they, and they just were just like Trevor just gave up. He was sick of being talked over, so he just gave up on talking on this one.
Yep, I just up and left. I was like, I'm just going to leave this show to Caleb and Paul. No, I was kind of hoping for the audio listeners they would just not even know that I was gone. But basically what happened...
Yeah, but Paul made a big deal about it.
My phone was blowing up and I was like, who the heck is calling me a whole bunch? And it turned out that Amanda, she had gone for a really long bike ride and on her bike ride got a flat tire and was stuck.
Oh, ooh. A bike flat tire because yeah. The other, because you said flat tire and I was like, and you're like, should just be about 15 minutes. And I was like, there's only one person that I trust to go change a car flat tire in 15 minutes from God knows wherever that situation is. And it's Trevor. Like that, he'd be the only person that I'd be like, yeah, well, okay. If there's anyone I believe that'll get that done. Bike makes a little bit more sense now with that time frame.
Well, I mean, I appreciate...
I just imagine you, like, flying in a car and, like, you just, like, somehow, like, jump out of it, still motion, your car, like, swerves off to the side, but you already have, like, your jack and your tire iron, like, with you when you roll, you just, like, slide right underneath, like, right into Amanda's car and just immediately jacking it up, and then...
This is anime, Trevor.
My car in the background's like... And then, like,
no, it doesn't blow up, it spins. It's... No, your car spins perfectly after you dive out of it. You throw the wheel in the perfect things. It does four flips in the air, and then it lands, taking its momentum back towards the other way on the road that you were coming from. You fix Amanda's car. You give her a high five and a smooch to go. Backflip into, I know you don't have
my
a
car,
moon roof.
As
so
it drives
into
past.
Your, so the open door that you left, you backflip into the open driver's seat. Seatbelt, because safety. And then, boom, you drive back. You came back here.
There you go. That's actually exactly what happened.
I just like to make a ref. Well, I don't know who Slave Boy Day Caleb is, but I haven't missed you in the chat. I'm Caleb's just saying.
He's real. He's a real guy. He's a real honest fella. Well,
yeah.
Getting to the end of the show here, guys. Anything else we want to touch base? Anything we want to chat about? You guys doing anything? Playing anything cool? Trevor, Paul? How's your island coming along?
So my island is coming along well, and Amanda's been playing as the second player. Because apparently, like on the Switch, you can only have one island per Switch device, even when you have like multiple user accounts, which is like totally different from any other game. So it's kind of annoying because like since I started first, since I like created everything, now Amanda can't do anything. She has to like play on my island. Like she can have her own house and stuff. But I'm the only one who can like progress the city and like progress the house and stuff because I started the
that's lame
the save data.
She that should is be able super to have lame. Her,
like
you know,
it's
that's
cool.
Fucking
it's
a, patriarchal, bro.
It's a cool idea, I guess, that it's like a shared world that you get, but it's not if you both don't get like equal access to sharing
well,
the world.
And like it's not even that like we're sharing the world. It's like she doesn't know, like she couldn't figure out a lot of like the gameplay stuff because she didn't get to do any of like the, like she skipped the whole, all the tutorials because she didn't get to like create any of the stuff. But she also was giving me crap because my most recent endeavor is that I've set up, I now have all the fruit trees and I've set them up so that I have like 8 trees per row and they're all spaced out evenly in like this one little section of the island. And she's like,
"Of course,
this game's supposed to be relaxing." I was like, "I need my fruit trees. Like, I'm farming fruit trees over here. You know how much money I'm making off of this?"
But that is relaxing for Trevor's brain.
Yeah, definitely. If that organization, it's so easy to do and you get in a groove of it. Ava's Island is nuts. She's dove full in.
I want my island to be like Burning Man. Like, I just want there to be some crazy animal orgies happening all over the place. Just free love in the streets like in the 60s, man.
Looking for some free love in the streets, just like
Dukush Raccoon Master and a bear? 197. Size doesn't matter.
So the chat's lit right looking, now.
Who wants to see, show me some coconuts there, they say, from there. I asked the Dukush Master where you live and do you smoke Kush?
Hey, he did say Rocky sucks, so at least he's a smart guy.
There we go.
You know? At least he's not completely brain dead.
Speaking of which...
Hey, man, the Rockets had a great chance of being like the third worst team, not the worst team in the league this year. So
I did mow my grass the other day for the first time this season. So if you want me to live stream it growing back so you can have something like baseball to watch... Then.
Yeah, it's like oh man, that's the best. I thought that's what baseball was actually for, is we're watching the grass and the diamond grow.
Go climb a rock. How about that?
I actually,
Trevor, go climb your ladder in your backyard.
I actually have some various materials together now that I'm going to build some kind of like climbing, not quite a full climbing wall, but some kind of climbing thing. I'm working on it.
Ben climbs the stairwell. He climbs on the railings and stuff sometimes to
We've been climbing in my neighborhood down, like I run Willie down to like this big field, and in the field there's just kind of like a random set of monkey bars, and so I've been doing just a bunch of different types of workouts on the monkey bars, and it still just exhausts your grip strength, just like climbing wood.
I believe it.
Very lucky that it's on intense. The last day that REI was open before all of this happened, I bought a set of these here Metolius rock rings, and these have been great for training. I've just been
doing remember a ton I of had pull-ups. Some of those in our Montrose house.
I do remember that. But yeah,
I had to set them up in Trevor's room because my room didn't have the right door frame size.
Oh, I do remember that. You had that really big like pull-up bar.
Yeah, I remember the guy who, it was made by like some like 75-year-old Marine, and he took a video of himself doing pull-ups with like, I mean, it was like two 45-pound plates on him, and the dude is like probably more like upper 60s, maybe lower 70s, but he's like literally got two plates strapped, one in the front, one in the back, and he's just like, See this pull-up bar is for power. Oh, and he's just like, you remember that, Paul?
I do remember that.
That dude was a monster.
That guy made that pull-up bar solely to show off the fact that he was 75 and he could still do all that. He could care less about the success of that pull-up bar and the product. He just wanted to be like, hey, check this out. I'm still freaking shredded. And I have enough money to start my own company.
The best part about it is I just found that through, I just typed in like best pull-up bar adjustable Reddit. And somebody suggested that, went to their website, YouTube video was like on their website. I called the website to ask a question, and the guy's name, let's say his name's Tony, right? And she's just like, one second, Tony's right here. And I was like, wait, like the Tony from the video? And then the guy picks up the phone. He's like, yeah, what do you want? And it was like the same exact voice as that 70-year-old guy doing pull-ups. I was like,
it's him. It's the guy.
Are you doing pull-ups right now, sir?
I'm doing. I'm in my seventh set.
How many plates do you have strapped to your chest and or back?
Not enough. I need more plates.
For real. That guy needed more plates. He was pumping out like 10 pull-ups with 90 pounds on. Honestly, it was probably like 2 2-pound dumbbells that they had duct taped to his arms. I can't remember.
Nah, he was looking
straight. 4 years ago.
He was killing it. But this has been...
Nope, too late. Nope. We're already ending it.
Nope. You already started. You already interrupted it.
All right, hold on. I can do it. This has
God damn it.
The Chat Pack Podcast, where we talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'm here joined with my two illustrious hosts, Paul.
But you're closing the show. You're not opening the show.
You usually do that when you close the show. I'm here as have...
and I was joined, as always, by my illustrious duo of co-hosts, Trevor Heim.
That'd be me.
And Caleb Cole.
That's basically what I did.
Finish it.
This has been the Chat Pack Podcast, where Paul and Caleb talk over Trevor for an hour. No, I'm just kidding.
We do our best.
You can find us every Wednesday streaming the show live at twitch.tv/chat_pack. You can also find us on all your streaming services. Don't give me that look, Caleb. I literally said finish it, and you neglected to say nothing and let Trevor come in. And
I neglected to say nothing?
Steal the show. Yep, shut up. Don't shut up.
Double negative. We're not speaking Spanish now, Paul.
Follow us on your favorite social medias. Check out all of our episodes. Be looking for Caleb and I to be playing some vids. We played some Killer Queen Black this week. Caleb's going to hop on play some games here soon. He's going
to
play games.
Do you think people would like to see me stream World of Warcraft? I feel like they probably wouldn't.
They want to see you stream anything, Caleb. People want it.
I'm going to get that new game, Valorant. And that's going to be cool.
You got to keep watching the streams so you can get into that. And then
I've been trying to get the beta key.
We're also going to figure out the emulators on my end as well. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you all for hanging out. Until the next week, thanks, guys. Catch you on the flippity flip.